USDA suggested that the planted acres is going to be substantially higher than the estimate by about close to 3 million acres. So that was somewhat of a surprise. You know, the futures will drift a little bit lower in here. So if you think about the corn market, you know, we have been in the past trading off last year's big crop and a big carryover supply. Now the market's more apt to trade off new crop news. And, you know, the first new crop news is intentions for planting, so which are pretty friendly for cattle producers and a little bit bearish for corn producers.
And when it comes to cattle prices, Good says while they are down from the all-time high, they are still very good from a historical perspective.
Reality, what we've averaged here so far in 2016, and you know, look at it from a U.S. average standpoint, fed cattle have averaged 135 through the first 3 months. 7.5 weight yearling steers have averaged about $1.58, $1.59. 5 weight calves have averaged about 195. And for the year, we think those prices are going to be pretty similar to what we see for the yearly averages. So, you know, after devaluated in 2015, we see the market is more sideways here in 2016 than anything else. Yes, longer term, there's probably some more downside as we get into bigger supplies. But I think we've taken the worst of the down right now.